From painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking, KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
It often seems that we find inspiration in the most mundane of phenomena. Whether it be a spontaneous downpour of rain or a couple crossing the street, if you're looking close enough, the sublime can be found anywhere and everywhere. And this is certainly true for artist Haley Appel. Appel creates sculptures, paintings, and drawings in Winona, Minnesota. We sat down with Appel to speak about her diverse portfolio and her vast palette of influence. I'm Willard Hike, and this is Artbeat on KQAL.
Well, my name is Haley Appel. I'm an art student here at Winona State. I have been doing art since I was young. I decided to come to Winona State because I loved the campus. I really liked the arts culture in the area. And the art department here is a really interesting place, and I've enjoyed taking classes here.
Listening to Haley Appel discuss her work, one can certainly gain an understanding of her artistic passion. But what is perhaps most impressive about Appel is her versatility in medium.
The main mediums that I work with are painting, so acrylic paint, things like that. And then I also mainly focus on ceramics. So I do everything from throwing pottery on the wheel, which isn't necessarily actually breaking ceramics and throwing them around, but moreover, a wheel that turns and you throw it with your hands. And then I also do a lot of more organic shapes, such as hand-built, coil-built pieces that are more free-form.
What do you prefer about each medium? Can you identify an advantage that perhaps some respective advantages that go with each?
Oh, absolutely. I would say with painting, it's a medium that's much more available because with my ceramics, I have to have a lot of things available to me, such as clay, a kiln, wheels if I want to throw, and then glazes, all that stuff. And what I really like about painting is that it's something that's easily accessible throughout many different stores, and I can just do that at home, which is really enjoyable. One of my main things that I work with is my sketchbook. I bring this almost everywhere with me, and it's just kind of something that when I'm at a certain place or if I see something that I find unique or inspiring, I'll kind of jot it down. It's also kind of a journal in a way because I date every single one of my sketchbook entries, and therefore I remember the specific instances that I was working with that piece, and it's a really good way to keep track of those memories.
How long have you been keeping that sketchbook? Or how about just as a general practice, how long have you been keeping sketchbooks?
When I was in high school, I took a art survey course, which one of our main grading aspects of the course was we had to keep a sketchbook. So every week we had to have 5 entries for every day of the week. And on that Monday, you would turn it in. And then it was just a repeating thing throughout the whole year. And it was really interesting and I enjoyed it. But the only thing that I didn't like was the prompts. So then I decided, well, as fun as this is for this class, I'm just going to start my own, and I'm going to start keeping my own journal. And ever since probably 2014, I've been keeping my own journals, which is really interesting because I have them all and they're all dated, and so I can keep track of those, which is really nice.
So is there really any limit to what you end up sketching in the sketchbook? Is it, I mean, as far as inspiration and subjects, is it just whatever inspiration comes?
Yeah, I would definitely say that the majority of my inspiration comes from nature. When I was younger, I spent a lot of time outside, and I've always just been fascinated with plants and the way that the world just grows around you, and it's just every year it happens again and again, and spring is my favorite season, so I would say that that time of year in summer is one of the main times where I'm most inspired because you can go outside and you see all this lush greenery. But not only does that carry over into, not only does that center around my sketchbooks, but also in my ceramics as well.
As Appel showed me around her studio, she pointed out one of her most recent pieces, a small green ceramic bowl inscribed with leaves.
I really like organic shapes. I think that things that are a little wonky are very interesting and appealing to the eye because it's not something that you necessarily see every day, but as the, you see this piece on the table, it's a bowl and it's great. It's glazed green because that's my favorite color. And I have sketched into it leaves that I carved with a tool in the ceramics department of my high school. And did that really just, that phase of my life where I started doing those carvings really led me to do other things. I started printing leaves and multiple different things into clay, and I would then fire that. And instead of having to peel everything out, it would actually just burn away in the kiln at a high heat. And that really allowed me to expand my outlook on what I was capable of doing.
Is it difficult working with peculiar shapes like that, forming peculiar shapes like that on the wheel?
Oh yeah, it's, the wheel is very unforgiving at times. If you mess up, there's many different steps to the process. So you begin by centering your clay. And for most beginners, that is the most difficult part, is just getting clay centered on the wheel so that you can bring it up with your hands. And pulling up and dipping your fingers in is very difficult into the clay as well. And this bowl right here actually was an accident. And a lot of my pieces are. I have this very large bowl that kind of has the same texture. But what actually happened was I wasn't actually throwing the pieces right. And when I was pulling them up, the clay was getting extremely thin and it would just kind of flap over. But instead of wasting it, or I mean, not necessarily wasting it because you can recycle clay, if it turned out pretty interesting, I would just leave it as is and go with that. And I think that that's a big part about growth when you come into terms with art, is that not everything is going to turn out exactly how you planned it to go. However, you can still make something out of it and it can be very unique and one of a kind. Yeah, so this brain piece is called The Conscious Mind. Following my first semester of my college career as a freshman, I was in a ceramics, introduction to ceramics course. And the last project that we had is our teacher wanted us to tackle an issue that we felt needed to be, more attention needed to be brought to. And as I told you before, the environment and growth and everything surrounding that is something that's super important to me. So I thought, well, we need to make a piece that is 18 inches at least tall or high. So I thought to myself, well, it would be really cool if I sculpted a brain. So I coil built this, which means that I rolled coils out, kind of like you would do with Play-Doh when you were a kid. You'd make the long snakes with your hands. And I built it up, and then I used a tool and I kind of scratched it and smoothed it out, and then I carved ridges into it. And essentially the piece of the brain itself is, it's this very large brain that is hollowed out, and then inside I have plants, such as I have some big mushrooms in there that I carved, and then I have some leaves. And what I did for the leaves is, the reason that they're so detailed isn't necessarily because I went through and I sat there and carved that into the leaves, but I actually, that day that I went to my professor, I'm like, hey Knox, can I go outside and just go pick some leaves off the bush outside the building? And he let me, and so I brought those inside, rolled them into the clay, and that's how I made the piece. And the piece overall is about being environmentally conscious and having the environment on your brain and knowing that what you do impacts not only the people around you, but the planet that you're living on.
How long did this take you to make?
This probably took me at least 2 weeks, which the reason that it didn't take me longer was because of the fact that it was our final project. So it was something that we needed to collectively bring all of the skills that we had gathered during that year and all of the things that he had taught us and basically just bring that into one very large piece that really showed off the skills that you had learned. And so it was a crunch. I spent a lot of nights in the ceramics department, but one thing about Winona State that's cool is, even if you don't have a class in the art department, a lot of the times if you are an enrolled student in a course, you have access to that particular department late into the night. So I spent some nights up there up until like 1 a.m. working on this, but it was very fulfilling in the end to have this piece come out the way that I wanted it to. So this piece was something that I did just following my graduation of high school.
Appella is discussing one of her paintings. The piece is a vibrant, abstract collage of dark colors on canvas.
I did some research and I learned about this thing called pour painting. And it was essentially you poured a bunch of paint into a cup and then you dumped it on a canvas. But I've always been really interested in chemical reactions and how things work and how you can make something flow a little better. So I did a little research and I found out that you can buy a pouring medium so that you can mix the paint into that. And it's essentially like a glue, but it's much more fluid. That allowed me to have the paint move more freely. And then also if you use isopropyl alcohol, that evaporates out of the paint eventually. And it just gives you this nice, really fluid texture. And so I decided that I was going to make this huge painting because I had this canvas. And it took me a couple days because the canvas was so huge that I physically could not cover the entire thing until certain sections of it had dried. So you can see the distinct lines of where the colors are blended in. But I would say it's also one of my proudest pieces because it's something that I really took a chance on, and it turned out being very unique and displaying my personality type, I would think.
For Appel, whose father is a graphic designer, art has always run in the family.
I've always been surrounded by people who are very adamant about art and that it's something that's important to them. And I decided going into school that I was going to be a graphic designer. That was my idea. I was like, I'm going to work with my dad someday. And as I grew older, I decided that that field wasn't necessarily something that I was truly interested in. But I think that having that background and that support in my family of having art as a basis of what was going on around me really influenced me. And so I decided that since I really enjoy psychology and I also really enjoy art, that I would blend those two together.
What are your plans for the future, whether it be immediate or the general kind of distant future?
Well, as of right now, I am a psych major in college and I also have a minor in art. So eventually I'm going to get my bachelor's and I'll probably start going to work and really get a taste for the field and see where that takes me. And then eventually I would like to get a PhD and then be working with younger children, because children are something that I'm also very passionate about as well, because they have very alive minds and they're very creative individuals with just a lot to say and a lot to learn from them. And so I think that down the road, I will eventually be working with children, and hopefully that will be in a creative setting where I can do therapy with them using art. And I think that it would be a really, really interesting time to open my own practice and really have that creative freedom to help people and show them that art is something that can really get you through things, and it can show you different lights and show you that there is hope and there's beautiful things even in a world that can be pretty dark sometimes. Art not only is something that can be taken as beautiful, but also as it can make a difference and it can make an impression on someone in terms of, okay, well, maybe that this topic that this piece is covering is something that I should look into, is something that I should focus on.
A thank you to Haley Appel for joining us on this episode of Artbeat. For more conversations on Minnesota art, tune into Artbeat Tuesdays at 12:30 right here on 89.5 KQAL. I'm Willard Hike. Thank you for joining us.
Artbeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.
Is art an important part of your life? Find podcasts of Artbeat and all your favorite KQAL shows by going to kqal.org and looking for program archives under the Media tab. Artbeat is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.